Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to our continuing series with Paul E. Linebar, and he is the author of the wonderful book, Precious Memories of Nancy Linebar, RN, CNM, and Alzheimer's patient. Frank McKay here with the author of that book, Paul Linebar. And if you can, buy this book at Amazon or anywhere they sell wonderful books. And this one's important, and it's important for the healthcare providers and the caregivers who have loved ones and friends that are suffering from this terrible ailment of Alzheimer's. But I think anyone else that it doesn't even have to necessarily be those who are suffering or those who know those are suffering from Alzheimer's. It's relatable to other things, to cancer patients and so forth. It's about a husband, with a strong faith, taking care of his spouse and his wife in her time of need. And it's very touching. And everyone should get this book. Frank McKay here with Paul E. Linebar. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
You said to me off mic, we're kind of continuing where we were last time. We spoke about having, and I had mentioned that my wife and I know what each other's wishes are. And, if we're incapacitated or we're in a position where we can't communicate properly at the time, we know beforehand what's going on. You wanted to add to that, and you said that you and Nancy had these conversations as well.
Yes, we did. And once we moved here to South Carolina, we were advised that we should meet with a lawyer and change, because laws are different in different states, and make sure everything was what we wanted to do with our wills and so forth. So we did that. That was extremely helpful, because Nancy could explain just how she felt, what she wanted. You know, you have these power of attorneys, you have these directives, healthcare directives and things. What do you want to do? Do you want to have tubes if anything happens to you to live, or a natural death and that sort of thing? That was excellent to be able to go through that. And she could spell out exactly what she wanted to do if something happened to her. She had no idea of Alzheimer's at that point. This was just soon after we moved, and we both were able to do that. And she spelled out in there that she wanted to, if something happened to her, she wanted to stay in her home if she was ill. And she wanted her money that she had, any money she had, would go to care for her, so that if something happened to me, you know, that she could still stay in her home if it's possible. And she wanted also spelled out in there, if it's possible, that she would like to die at home. And so those were excellent things for me, because suddenly, as you say, you know, the caregiver, the spouse, becomes one who's making life and death decisions for another person. And so now I had something to go with for my family and everything, is this is what Nancy wants to do. And which was very, very helpful and comforting for me, because then I had a plan to carry out her wishes, which, as it turned out, then she did get the Alzheimer's, and I was able to provide that care for her through God's grace, allowing me to live long enough to care for her here in her home as she wanted, and to die here. That's so important, I think, for people to do ahead of time, because if you leave it to kids, they don't know what to do. If you don't have kids and some other family member, and you wonder, what are we going to do? So, yes, that's very important, Frank.
Frank McKay here once again with Paul E. Linebar, author Paul E. Linebar. Let me ask you about something, and I guess this is a judgment call, but if you have a loved one who says, I want no memorial afterwards, I want no service afterwards. I want no funeral. I want no this. I just want my ashes to be scattered and so forth. But then there's there's a bunch of folks who love that individual and they don't feel like they have closure. Is it ever okay to gather those folks and do something? I guess a little less formal than what they were doing, because of course you want to, even posthumously, you want to, fulfill the wishes of the deceased. Do you think there's ever a situation where there's a compromise involved, where let's say the children or the family members, friends, just don't have the closure there? Do you think there's ever a situation where you would go against their wishes?
Oh, I think so, Frank. It depends on the people and whether they're going to feel comfortable with that. You know, if they're going to be bothered by that, making a decision that's contrary to what the wishes were stated, then they shouldn't do it. But otherwise, I think they can compromise and make a decision that helps the family. I feel it's important ahead of time to ask family members. It's not easy to do. I have not done it yet, but I intend to for myself with my family, because there are some people that feel so strongly about not being cremated and others that's fine. How are they going to feel? So if you get that idea ahead of time, you can kind of temper how you want to react, so that rather than just for your own self, how can you shape this so that it's something that is closing for the family members? And I think that's important.
There was a situation, almost identical to what I was describing, where he was a young man. He was under 40 years old, and he always said that I want no funeral. I mean, nobody expected him to pass away, but he kept saying that under no circumstances do I want any kind of ceremony. I don't want any kind of gathering. I don't want any kind of this and so forth, and he passed. And what we did, friends of ours, because we were just in shock. He was such a young man, and he passed, and he had a medical condition that nobody knew about. He didn't know about, and it just kind of arose. I don't want to be too specific in case someone's mm-hmm. listening. But what we did is we just got together, all together as friends. And, I kind of picked up the bill, and a couple people chipped in, and we had a little get together. And during that get together, we obviously were talking about, the moment of the topic of the moment, which was, the death of our friend. And it really turned into a memorial type thing. And it's, one of our friends was a minister, and he just said a prayer for everyone, folks that were there and that weren't there. So we didn't officially do a memorial service, but I think it served to give closure to all the folks that were there. It's so shocking, a young man dying like that, unexpected. I mean, if it was, if we knew that he had some kind of, it would be expected, but just to be so sideswiped by a happenstance like that, and I always felt that was a way to skirt the issue, and by the way, his family agreed that was a good way to handle it. It wasn't officially for him, but everybody there knew him. Everybody there knew him, and obviously were talking about him. But it was more for the people that were left behind. Do you see any problem with that?
No, I think that's absolutely right, because it's important for those people to have some closure, and because they're the ones that are living yet, and that you have to live with the memories and the feelings, and it's important for them to be able to talk about it and get those feelings out and say, express their grief and so forth. And I think that's absolutely right to do. We've had the same situation where an old gentleman, he said, I'm going to be cremated and just throw my ashes away and forget this whole business and so forth. Well, The family didn't pay attention to that. they had a ceremony for him and had closure and nothing he could do about it.
I think that's terrific. And you want to know something? There's nothing selfish about that. That's closure, and it's for the people that loved him and that were left behind. And I think he should, if he's witnessing that, and we hope heaven, right, that he's witnessing people that love him and had his best interest at heart. Frank McKay here once again with Paul E. Linebar. And he is the author of Precious Memories of Nancy Linebar, RN, CNM, an Alzheimer's patient. And that was his late wife, Nancy, who he wrote the book of and about. And it is just a living tribute to her that will go on long after Paul and I and everyone else has passed on. This is a book that's evergreen. This disease, this ailment of Alzheimer's, is not going anywhere, and I don't even know that we're getting any closer to a cure. But know that there are people working around the clock to try to discover a cure, especially with folks living longer. You got to understand that these doctors know that they could one day be victim, and their loved ones could be victims of this disease, and all the money from this book is going to the Alzheimer's Association. Frank McKay here with Paul E. Linebar, and one of the things I think that we touch on it, but we don't really know how far anybody has gotten. You know, you hear about mice treated with this, or mice treated with that, or patients that took this workout. Do you think the government here is doing as much as other places working on Alzheimer's? I'm a big believer in our medical system, and I'm a big believer that we as Americans do what everything that we could to be the best. But there are those who think that other nations are ahead of us or ahead of the curve on certain treatments and certain researches. What's your take on it? You've seen it up close and personally.
Well, I think, I've seen people, friends of mine, who've gone to other countries to get treatments and so forth, and that's their right to do that, It did not solve their problem, but that they tried. And as far as our government is concerned, the president just recently signed a bill that allows the people to try medicines that aren't approved yet by the FDA, so that they don't have to go to another country. And if they want to, if they're dying, and the doctor said there's no other hope, and so forth, if they want to try a different medication, they're allowed to do that now. And I think that's a big step forward, because people are free people, and if they want to make that decision, I think they ought to be able to make it. So I think that's the biggest help our government has had in this situation in a long time.
I have a dear friend who's a Supreme Court justice here in New York, and I'll leave his name out, but if he's listening, he'll know. And he didn't tell me to keep this quiet. In fact, he's very proud of this. But he's got a very strong faith, very active in his church, his fire department, and everything else. It was discovered that he had a large brain tumor, and it was malignant. And it was brain cancer, and this was about 4 years ago, and that in the past was a death sentence. As it turned out, his own stem cells were shot into the tumor, and as of last July 13th, I believe it was, he was 1 year cancer free. I mean, completely cancer free. He's still cancer free. So this July 13th, he'll be 2 years cancer free, and at one time, he was very much against the stem cell research because he thought, you know, maybe it would involve the unborn children or, you know, like, you know, something like that. But it wasn't. It was his own stem cells, and it was shot in there. What it really told me is that things that were once hopeless are now treatable. And I mentioned this story to a friend of mine who they lost. They're in their 80s, and they lost a daughter 10 years ago, and she had two young boys. And I mentioned this, and she had brain cancer. And they said, you know, the technology came by about a year and a half after Renee, that was the daughter, lost her battle with brain cancer. Which, by the way, I think 6 months after she was diagnosed. And they detected it was over. I mean, she passed away very quickly and very rapidly. But they said if she had lived another year and a half, that technology, that medical technology, would have been available. So I think, you know, I just say that as an encouraging sign. I mean, God works in mysterious ways, as we all know. But you know, a lot of times, you know, people that are taking bows, you know, are the scientists, and sometimes you forget that faith has a lot to do with it. But without God and without faith, they don't have those skills. They don't have those abilities to create these cures. So I'm very encouraged by the medical advancements that we had. I mean, your thoughts on anything I just said there?
Yeah, I think I agree with that, Frank. That in my hope and prayer, literally prayer, has been that maybe someday God will give some scientists the ability to discover that that one thing that will reverse this Alzheimer's disease. I think it's possible. Anything with God is possible, and He wants in His timing to do that. But I agree, that is terribly important, and that's what, of course, many of these people are working on, with that prayer in mind, that they'll get the wisdom and the understanding to be able to do this and get a cure for this terrible disease.
You know, again, Paul E. Linebar is the author of Precious Memories of Nancy Linebar, RN, CNM, an Alzheimer's patient. The book is wonderful. Everyone has to get it, and when you buy it, all the money goes to the Alzheimer's Association. Frank McKay here with Paul. Paul, I think sometimes as medical folks, and again, I've got the greatest deal of respect for medical folks, but sometimes as society, we outsmart ourselves, and we start believing that, you know, that man is the measure of all things, and there's nothing greater than us. But there are studies, and I mean real studies, done of the power of prayer, and that patients that had a strong faith and belief and prayed on their issue had better results than those who didn't, or those who didn't have a strong faith. And again, I'm not disparaging anyone. It's a free country, and everyone could believe what they want. But I think sometimes we overlook prayer and the power of prayer of the loved ones and of the afflicted.
Yes, you're absolutely right, because I think the Bible teaches us we are to pray and pray for God's will. And praying for God's will doesn't mean we're going to get what we ask for. It means that we are praying to an almighty God to request that this be done, if that's His will. And many, many times, you just listen to people, and what has happened is God has decided in that instance to answer that prayer and heal that person. And so I'm, you know, just all my life, apparently in my adult life, have firmly believed in that. And if you get to the point where you devote yourself to God, to His will, not your own, then sometimes those things work out. It worked out on me. For instance, I had prayed for God to allow me to live long enough to care for Nancy until she died, and He granted me that. I had lots and lots of health problems, lots of them, and wondered whether I could make it or not. But so I am a firm believer in that, Frank, that God can answer a prayer in his own time, in his own way.
You know, he not only allowed Paul E. Linebaugh to live long enough and beyond to take care of Nancy, but also to write the book, which, you know, it's going to be hard to quantify exactly how many people you're going to be able to help by this book being written. And again, like I said, 100 years from now, this book should still be available. It's important. Precious Memories of Nancy Linebaugh, RN, CNM, and Alzheimer's patient. And please buy it at Amazon, everyone. Paul, I want to thank you for everything you do, and your faith is just very, very encouraging, inspirational. And God bless, Paul.
Thank you, Frank.
And Frank McKay here signing off. Everyone, buy the book, please. All the money goes to the Alzheimer's Association. But binge listen to everything that we're talking about here, you know, especially if you have a situation where you're caregiving. It takes a lot of strength and a lot of prayer to be a caregiver, but it's worth it, and it's meaningful. But again, buy this book, Precious Memories of Nancy Linebaugh, RN, CNM, and Alzheimer's Patient. Frank McKay signing off. Paul E. Linebaugh has been our very special guest, the author of that wonderful book. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.